Back for part two of our Matrix commentary. First time ever. Now it's the second time. Same show. We still got guys from Open All Powers. He hung around in the United States for a little longer. We still have Dwayne. We were able to chain him down for a second. And we have Tiflbot and myself. Now, if you heard the first part, you liked the first part, let us know. We might even do some other Matrix movies or any movie that you want. Just send that to us. But if you were listening last week, we stopped at 1 hour, 11 minutes and 49 seconds. So get your stuff ready right now. 1 hour, 11 minutes, 49 seconds. This is exactly where we stopped in the show. And we were ready to get it on and finish this big milestone. And then we'll see you at the end of the show. So get ready. And at the count of three, we're going to do this together. 1 hour, 11 minutes, 49 seconds. Get ready. 3, 2, patrol.
I wonder if they can dip in and out.
So this little fella, you know,
looking like Gandhi, a young Gandhi.
Try not to think about it as a spoon. Try to think about it. There is no spoon.
Right.
The many voices of Montego Bradley. on a double CD featuring such classics as Lawrence Fishburne.
Kid who bends spoons.
He does bend the spoon.
Yeah, I think he does bend it because he's a goddamn one. That's, you know, so of course it would bend. But I like the living room full of little kids.
Yeah.
And the pacing of the Wachowskis is just beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, the woman comes right when he's bending the spoon and like, she'll see you now.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
So it's like an interruption.
And the Oracle is baking cookies. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She's in the kitchen. It's not like it's a mystic scene with candles burning and
what you thought it would be.
Right, yeah. You know what I mean? It's all dark and she got a crystal ball in front of her. None of that bullshit. It's some old real live grandma
stuff. I feel
like
that's right. You know what? You if you were all seeing and all knowing, like, you'd be baking cookies too for those kids. They're so cute.
Right, yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is like a grandma scene. Well, this is what grandma does.
It makes you think what's really important, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sitting around being, you know, some badass person, or, you know, dealing with human people and dealing with the basics of emotions, you know.
And this is where you know she's the Oracle, because she's told him, like, you're going to break that shit. He's like, what? Bam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you, you're going to break it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, the pacing and the timing of this scene, you know, with how they chose to do it, mm-hmm. You know, one, it bothered the shit out of me. She was smoking in the kitchen, but that's just me.
What? No, I think it's so great because it's just like the antithesis of everything about the magical matriarch that you expect to see. Like,
you're right,
the woods, like the granny with whatever. She's so perfect. She's so real. It's great.
Yeah, because she said he was stupid for not knowing that Trinity liked him.
She said not so smart.
Yeah, you don't know that. You don't know like this girl likes you. Like, you don't know who I'm talking about. Like, who? Ah, you dumb.
Funny story, actually. We've got a family friend who was like notorious for being this person who like knew all the gossip and like just anything you needed to know, you got in touch with her and she'd basically give you any details that you needed. Yeah. So as a nickname, we called her the Oracle.
Awesome.
Genuinely refer to her as the Oracle. It's basically derived from this, essentially.
But that would be, does she know that though?
Oh yeah! Oh, because, oh, all the time. Okay. Like whenever she came round, me and Sam used to do this thing. Me and Sam used to do this thing where we just go, "All hail the Oracle! All hail the Oracle!"
Which if somebody called me that, I'd be bad. So happy.
You know, let's keep it real.
Yeah, I would.
Tiff's name on Fans of Patrol should be the goddamn Oracle. She keep us our shits together.
Sure, yeah. You know? Yeah, I disagree with that.
So she's examining him for no reason, just
right,
fucking with him.
Just fucking with him, like she's right out there.
But you know, his hands has nothing to do with who he is,
right? Or his mouth.
But she's kind of giving him what he wants. What she thinks that would make him feel like what he needs to hear at the time
will make him comfortable.
And she tells him,
"Hey,
You're not the one.
You're not the dude. And that's a stress reliever, basically.
God damn it, Dwayne. I didn't think about it like that. Yeah, I thought she was just trying to push him in a direction, but it is a stress reliever.
It's a stress reliever. She could tell that you stressed out from this shit. Yeah, or, I mean...
And he's fucked up at this point because he's like, I thought I was the goddamn one.
Right. She's like, nah, you just... You good, you know, but no. Nah.
Do they hug? Because it seems like they should hug.
No, Tiff, you're a hugger.
No, she's going to give him a cookie. Like, go on out there.
And you're a hugger, Tiff.
Here's this cookie. Take this cookie. Go on out there and you'll be all right. You know what I mean? Bite this. Like a Snickers. Here, take the Snickers. You know what I'm saying? And you'll be all right.
If you ever had, like, okay, if your grandma was ever, like, a baker or a cooker, you know exactly what kind of woman the Oracle is.
My grandmother was a baker.
My grandma was always like, here's this. Have this. My grandma once let me, when I was a kid, she let me eat an entire box of Gushers. I ended up throwing up all over the place.
Wait a minute. You say Gushers?
Yeah, Gushers are disgusting. Yes. I hate Gushers.
I was going to say, what the hell is that?
I hate Gushers.
You remember those? They're like gummies with, yeah, like, syrup inside of
it. Yeah, it has syrup and shit. Yeah.
Can we get back to the goddamn matrix here?
Syrup and applesauce.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here we are. A couple of them had yogurt. She's telling him that he's going to, that Morpheus is going to sacrifice his life to save him. Mm-hmm. Whatever, just like Jesus or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She just stops. She just stops.
Yeah, that's basically what it is, you know.
She says, you know, at this point.
I'm gonna be honest. I ran into mixers. This is just straight liquor.
Oh shit, son! Straight double malt.
Can we get the '80s clap going?
Straight double malt over there. She's telling him like, yeah, you gonna have to make a decision.
And she told him basically, you know, I gave you some shitty news, but as soon as you walk out of here, you're gonna feel better.
Yeah,
but you know what? She gave him what he needed to hear because. Right. You know, he thought all the responsibility was on him.
Right.
And now she basically told him, you need to support Morpheus.
Yeah.
You know. And
that's the first thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. First thing. First.
Look at him. He walks out the room looking like he's just got his ass whooped. Right. With a cookie. With a cookie in his hand.
And Morpheus knows, hey, whatever she told you, that's for you. Don't tell me shit.
Look at that green tie and that brown, that black shirt.
That's nice.
That's nice.
That's nice.
What color is it really in Montego? Is it like
black? Goddamn you, Tiff.
Is it grape? Is it grape?
Now look at him. What is he beating off to this picture?
No, just hey man, come on, man, it's the woman of man, baby.
Like Mouse is just like, look at him. He like,
that is his baby. He created that. Remember?
Now here's Tank. There's my boy. So there's the two creeps who're gonna die.
And she in all white though.
Yeah, she's still.
See her boobies. Her boobies. You can see them.
Look, the car looks better than her, Tiff. Suicide doors.
I'm just saying, there they are.
There's Trinity Tiffy. They're getting out looking pretty good.
And look at Cypher.
Like, I fucked you all.
You rat. Rat Fink. Yeah, you little rat boy.
What a piece of shit. Look at him.
Yeah, rat.
So there's Tank looking at the screens.
How can you blame him? He is tired of living outside without the steak and the boobies.
I can understand.
And the movies and the other things that make life worth living.
So here's a famous scene. Here's the cat with a meow, meow, meow. And then he sees it again. Meow, meow.
Right. That's Peanut.
Right now, I always had an issue with that scene because that is not deja vu. I always had an issue with that.
It was different. It was different. Yeah, you're right.
Was it? Well, I mean, he just came back again. You know, like you said. Hey, but they noticed.
Right. Like if you're saying Gareth, that if you saw two things right in a row, you wouldn't be like, oh, deja vu. You'd be like, what the fuck?
That's fucking strange. That's not deja vu, right? Yeah. I get you. So right, she's
deja vu, seeing something and your mind sort of kind of glitching a little bit and you. You think that you've experienced it before. That's basically what it is. Like, right. Would you see two things happen in succession would not be perceived as deja vu.
Yeah,
so,
you're like, somebody fuck with the Matrix, y'all. Let's get out of here.
Yo, this is when it's about to start getting real.
Okay, get your drinks ready because it's about to be some
wireworks. My man about to get blasted.
Now, I was so disappointed to see Mouse go down with them guns so quickly.
Oh, man.
So he's like shooting. And they just like blast his ass. So he's gone.
He's gone.
Dead.
He's done.
I liked him.
He had some hardcore weaponry right there, too.
I ain't never seen no shit like that.
He should have took out at least maybe one or two of them cops. You know, but yeah, they bust in. Hey, their cover's blown, so they got to get out of there.
This movie is fucked up because basically we were just killing cops in this movie.
this bad. But you know what? The thing is that he died for what he believed in, which is a great death.
Today is a good day to die. Can I talk to my Klingon buddies on this mic?
Yeah!
God damn it, today is a good day to die! So, everybody's getting it, man, at this point. Yeah, Tank is trying to, like, figure shit out, but he's like, not a good operator because they're, like, swarming on his punk ass.
They want Cypher, but Cypher's a piece of shit.
He's a good operator. He got ambushed, man.
Here's Agent Smith. Mr. Anderson, your ass is mine.
He knows where they're at. He's locating them. But Cypher's giving them the wet work.
APOC wants to give him a gun. He spins out a gun like a Western. Yeah. Gives him a Glock 19, 9mm. 19 in the clip.
So hopefully Oracle gave you some good news, because we in some shit. We in some shit right now, buddy.
If it's not 19 in the clip, Knock from... Knock.
Oh, yeah.
He'll let me know.
Yeah, right. Sure will. What's that? Geek Yogurt.
So there's Agent Smith. What's the other agent's name? Do you guys know the other agent's name?
No, because they ain't even saying.
I don't think you ever hear them, do you?
No, I don't think you did. So they're in the wall, Agent going Dildo. Down the main wet wall.
Right.
Wall. They're scaling it, all of them.
Very, very Shawshank Redemption right now.
Very fucking Shawshank Redemption.
Very comic book style. Right,
yeah, here. I like how they have nothing lit up in the scene. Just that little part.
Very comic book.
And style. Why does Cypher's punk ass, even though his life is in danger at this point too,
why would he jeopardize?
Do the sneeze.
You
guys, he's a dedicated piece of shit.
Okay.
Like, that's what
so there
he
we go.
Is.
Here comes the sneeze. Shoot. And the guy hears it.
It's a cough.
And he coughs.
Okay,
he did that shit on purpose. Yeah, the sneeze was the sneeze might have been the un.
Right.
The cough.
Kick him in the face.
Look at the guy. He's like.
That's what Morpheus is
saying. And he coughs twice.
No, he sneezed right there. You're right. He did sneeze. He's like, achoo.
He sneezed and coughed twice.
Yeah, right.
Oh, what a piece of shit. So they start lighting up the wall, right?
Right. Neo busting back on his ass.
Hey, that was a John Wick scene
there. He was busting back, but here goes like you said, they're everywhere and they're nowhere.
Now see, I'm telling you something, guys. I didn't realize the extent of the power that an agent had until this scene. Because I didn't really get it.
Yeah, right.
That they could take over anybody at will. Even though they told you.
Yeah.
It didn't register.
All they have to do is just, if anything, like weird comes out, but Morpheus, here go Morpheus. He busts through the wet wall and saves Neo, and he's on Agent Smith, and this is the famous battle.
And he says, get Neo to safety.
And they all slide down. I'm thinking,
Gary,
splinters.
If you're taking too long with some of this shit, man, right. Come on, man. You better at this shit than me.
See, when Agent Smith, like, takes over the body of these different characters and that, like, I like to think that's takes you back to the opening scene where he's in the dumpster truck and he probably just, you know, took over the body of a bin man or something like that. And that basically explains why he decides to, you know, why that was his choice of vehicle, shall we say.
Garbage truck.
I mean, this is so...
Sorry, garbage truck.
So here we go. So there's Agent Smith laying there with Morpheus, and he's talking to him with his hands around his neck. He was like, look, he's like, he grunts and shit, he gets up, he headbutts him. Agent Smith's about to beat his ass, right?
He gives him like three headbutts. Like, what? That headbutt wasn't nothing.
He gives him a headbutt laying on the ground.
Yeah, he headbutts. Yeah. Oh,
now that scene always bothered me.
The famous, just stand, how he just came up from the ground and just stood up. Oh, and he busted his head. He slapped him on the toilet. Then he busted the toilet with his dome.
Why it work, motherfucker?
Oh, man.
It's just hard to watch because
you like Lawrence Fishburne getting his ass whooped.
Yes, how much you love Lawrence Fishburne. Like, why is this happening?
I remember when he showed up in The Passengers and we were just like so elated. We were like, yeah!
When he showed up in The Passengers and I didn't know he was going to be there, I nearly shit my pants.
Yeah, me too. I was like, yes!
Oh, man. Yeah, Agent Smith did some quick work on him. Then he's about to
see. And then he say, fuck him up.
Yeah,
he turned around and he looked at the guys. He's like, fuck him up.
Send the goons in and just beat him with the big
clubs. And they do. They don't even come in and fight them. They just like beating the shit out of him. Right. Oof, 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 oof. And there's Tank having a heart attack.
And they're coming out the sewers from
so
the...
Like, when you watch this, there's probably, like, a lot. Like, if we were to look at this, if we did this again... Uh-huh. You mean, like, right after we did this? There's a really a lot of, like, social commentary in this movie that you don't even realize.
That's why this is a good fans of Patron. Because there is a complete... It's complete social commentary.
Yeah, it is.
Good versus evil, right. Religion, right. Social class, you know.
Yeah, yeah, especially yeah. Social
There's
class.
There's a lot of social class in this.
You see that definitely in the second one, the social class.
So, you see it in this one too. So our heroes get away, right? Everybody but Morpheus, and they're trying to, like, walk away.
Morpheus and Cypher, they find out, wait a minute, where's Cypher at?
No, they have to find an old school landline.
Yeah, that means a dial-up.
Cord.
Rotary phone. Rotary, not even push button, straight rotary.
So yeah. There's Dozer, and they don't know that Cypher is a traitor. Yeah, Dozer right. And his brother Tank.
Right, right, right. They bring him back in. He's gonna get.
Some. I really like Tank, man.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yeah, he was cool.
He was a cool dude. You
know yeah, he was. And them phones is old as Christmas, man, old as dirt.
They old as shit.
Oh my god,
they got the buttons.
Dozer is such a piece of tank, a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so he's walking up Cypher. Behind Cypher walks up behind Dozer tank while he's like trying to operate.
Oh, and he shoots him in the back
like a fucking piece of shit.
And then he shoots him again with the electricity.
And there's Tank. The tank. There's like, Dozer like that's no. My brother. He's a big motherfucker too. He tries to get him.
That's what he said, but he ran straight into the electricity blast.
You're right, sir.
Yeah.
And so they're stranded. And
the CGI from the gun lifted straight from Ghostbusters 2 as well. You know, a bit of recycling there. You know.
Instead of Slimer, that was Dozer.
So they're sitting on that Dozer, table, yeah, right? Yeah. And they're sitting on the table just waiting to die because they reached the phone.
Yeah.
But she picks up the cell phone and she's like, tell him. Now, here comes the creeper
this
move.
This is a creepy movie all on it, too, man.
Look how rapey he is. He's like breath to breath, breast to breast.
He can do whatever he wants. He can lick her.
You piece of shit.
Put his finger somewhere.
I hate rapey motherfuckers. You
right,
know,
yo, he's creepy. He can touch her head.
Look at this. This is pretty fucking shitty. But the thing is that, like, you will have to say about this is that... It shows you that he's a creep, and that he doesn't really violate her. I mean, that's violating, right, but he doesn't like touch her inappropriately. You right. Know,
yeah. I don't know, Tiff. Lip to lip like something.
No,
like
this is that. This is beyond the line.
No,
but at least it's not like yeah, he what didn't, I saw. In he didn't a pull up.
He didn't pull up a shirt and started no, like you're
no,
on right. Town.
No, the whole thing is he had to get rid of them two first. He was going to do that to her. Trust me.
Look at him. Look at him. That's rapey. He jumped on Morpheus. That's rapey. What the fuck is happening?
No. He's letting him know, like, dude.
He leaped on him. He straddled him, man.
No, he let him know, like, dude, man. I've been messing with you for the longest, and this shit has been miserable.
I get
for
it,
me.
Bro, but he's straddling the dude right now.
It's been
right
miserable
now.
For me. Yeah, because I couldn't do this. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm not justifying it at all.
That's,
you know
rape, that's rapey.
Yeah, I'm not justifying it at all.
That's rapey. That's rapey right
you
there.
You lied to us. You tricked us, you punk. I've been eating goat milk and what is this shit? I don't know. What was it? Fish eggs? Shit is nasty. Whatever it was looking like.
Could you imagine filming this? He's like actually straddling
right, yeah,
Lori.
Like, yeah, yeah, one take, please. One take.
Larry!
Larry!
One take. Yeah. Make
good,
sure we
good
get this one take.
From Laurie's Fishbone and Carrie-Anne Moss where they just sit, lie there completely still with their eyes shut whilst this dude is like giving them a lap dance basically.
He did absolutely
yeah that was gross. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
Well, they're like it's fine.
So he's about to fuck APOC up cuz
yeah, right.
He's nobody. Hey, he just grabs like, his shit and
yeah,
yanks it out.
Yeah, like, yeah, right. So uh-oh.
So APOC is like Trinity, what's happening?
Oh, you're out of here, buddy.
Boom, he's gone.
You're unplugged.
So here's the ugly blonde.
Yeah.
She's like not like this. Not like this.
Now, what's her name? What is her name? Ghost?
Switch.
Switch. Who was Ghost?
Nobody was Ghost.
I thought somebody was Ghost.
No, yeah. APOC and Switch.
APOC and Switch. Yeah.
And he's like giving his speech.
Now, did they have longer roles in the video games? I think they did.
They weren't in the video games.
APOC and
Switch
weren't in the video games?
Yes, they were.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they were.
So she's like, not like this.
Oh, blah.
So
she's out of here.
She does a pretty good job at like yanking his ass out of
it. Yeah, she's out of here.
And she's like, God damn you, Cypher.
But I'm not done yet, Trinity. I'm not done yet. I'm about to take out your main interest.
Fuck Larry Fishburne.
I'm about to take out your love interest because I'm having a sucker attack right now. I like you. You know how long I've been just fantasizing about touching
somebody
you?
Somebody jump in. Just please.
Squeezing
no,
on
I
you.
I can't but because then, this scene is so good, I'm entranced.
Oh, ain't that a bitch?
Right, he's like, but I've been thinking about you for the longest. And then this little dude comes in here. It just messes up my whole plan.
Smooth.
Messes it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, smooth.
I'm about to end him right now in front of you. You want to know why? Because I've been bringing you that nasty-ass oatmeal to your door every morning. I've been giving you compliments on that dirty-ass sweater you've been wearing every day. I've been trying to get close to you. And all of a sudden, wait a minute. Here comes Tank.
Here's Tank.
Here he comes.
You piece of shit.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Busts him up, throws him across the room, and he goes, Tor! Right. He spits at him. So he yes! fucks him up. Fucks him up.
Right. He's saved.
Yes, indeed. So Trinity and Neo is left.
Leather, and she's like, hey, baby, all that death makes me real horny.
We should get a quickie. a real quickie. So he pulls out the thing, and they get up. Tank was walking around with a fucking hole in his chest, you know?
Man. That shit is, that looks bad too.
But he was supposed to make it.
He was supposed to, but he didn't.
Yeah. Contract negotiations for number two.
Yeah.
And I haven't
shit
seen him
is super
shit,
green now. This is like, I think this is the greenest scene out of the entire movie right now.
Gareth Eastwood, I believe you are fucking correct. It's super green.
And they're outside. They got a nice green tent. It's outside. This is when we actually see the sun.
When I was Australia. I was younger, I did a report on tornadoes, and it said that everything turns green before a tornado. So I don't know if that has anything to do with this movie.
Really?
Tifobot.
Interesting.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
See, Tiff?
Check out the
Brain. Gareth? You see what? That's why Tifobot is on his podcast, man. Holy fucking balls. She always.
That is why Tifobot is the Oracle. Basically,
she is the goddamn Tifo Oracle. God damn it. Shit. Just bring it home. The storm is fucking coming, right? That's all that's just let us know there.
So, next time you've got like a guest on the podcast who hasn't met Tiff before, just like say, right now we're going to connect the call to the Oracle. And then you hear Skype calling. And then all of a sudden you just hear, oh, it's too fucking early. Oh.
So
Flash, what a piece of shit. Supergirl, oh, she can suck me off. Oh.
You know what?
I never
even thought that the crossover with the Flash and the Supergirl was bad until we started talking about it. And I was like, it was fucking horrible.
Oh, it was so bad.
I'm a notorious well poisoner. So don't trust anything I say. I have a question though. Are we going to take a break? Because I'm going to pee my pants.
No, you're supposed to just leave without saying anything and just come back.
Oh, shit. Okay, I didn't say anything. Cut this part out.
I can't cut it out. People doing commentary.
Leave it in, you guys. People have to pee. We're human. Bye.
Okay, so this is the part where Hugo Weaving, Agent Smith, is interrogating Morpheus and doing a fucking pretty good job about it. You know, he's like trying to get into his head. They're shooting him with drugs and shit. And it's a beautiful thing. Now, they're sitting there back in the Nebuchadnezzar watching this hulks of a person, you know, go through this distress because of his, you know, all the, you know, the heart rhythms and the brain waves and stuff. So they see that he's being interrogated. And he tells Neo at some point, everybody's going to break. And when he gets to this point, the motherfucker's going to break. And he's going to have the codes to Zion. And he's going to come in and he's going to fuck Zion to pieces. And he has the key to that Zion's downfall, Zion to be in the last human city. Yeah. So he was like, you know, what the fuck are we going to do?
Oh, snap. That's basically what he said there. What are we going to do about this? Anybody?
I think the scenes now where we get Hugo Weaving like talking to Morpheus, Lois Fishburne, about his views on the Matrix and all that kind of stuff, and he's basically like kind of playing psychological warfare with him, really, isn't he?
Yeah.
And there's just some amazing dialogue from Hugo Weaving. It's so good, and the fact that Morpheus is just sat there, just basically taking it all in,
right?
I think it's so good.
Right, yeah, he's sweating and stuff, and you know, he's the classic lines like, yeah, remember, Beat Him Down did when we was doing facts. What was it? I forgot what it was, Tiff, and he hit you with the line. He was using Bane, but you had never seen The Matrix before that. Remember that when he was hitting him with, I got to get out of here. Sweat, you got diseases. I feel infected just sitting here, just breathing the same air you're breathing. Yeah, it was. Did Tiffenbach leave? I think she left. Did she leave?
She's disappeared off for a couple of minutes. Yeah, that's right.
So it's just me and you because my tango dipped out too. So yeah, this is where we're at. Where they're basically thinking, hey, should we pull the plug on Morpheus or should we just see if we can do anything to help prevent this?
And Neo wants to go in because he's like, right, I'm not the one. Mm-hmm. Morpheus is wasting his time, risking his life for me.
Right.
Let's get him the fuck out of there, basically.
Right, yeah, I'm expendable.
Yeah. Now as well, don't you? Although she don't go nasty, but she's a bit like, look, I've known Morpheus for longer than you, fucker. I'm going in with you as well, if you like it or not.
Right, right. Yeah.
And he tells her, I'm not the fucking one.
Right, he's like, I'm expendable. I can do it. I can go in here and risk it.
Which is exactly what that goddamn Oracle needed to tell him for him to have the courage to do what he needed to do.
Yeah, I'm expendable. Yeah.
You know, but which is heroic that he can...
She's the Oracle, so she knows... Yeah, she's what subterfuge to employ.
And there's Tank like, listen, Neo, this is Loco. These are agents. It's three of them. It's a whole building full of them.
It's a building full of them.
Neo like, fuck it, man. I sacrifice myself. Right. This fucking ship sucks. So
What am I going back to?
No clean undies. Right. Everything is just oatmeal all the time.
Oh, right. Could you imagine the draws?
Oh, man.
I could imagine, and it's terrible.
Right.
He said, I believe I can bring him back.
I think Trinity looks pretty good here. I think in this
That's
scene,
what I'm saying.
She got some hotness
so
going on.
When she's sad,
she got some hotness going on. I agree.
A little dirty.
Really? I agree. I'm
trying to imagine the odors on
dude,
that ship.
I'll take the dirty cheeks.
What about the odors on that ship, though? You know what I'm saying? It's got to be like
smooth. You thinking too much?
At least about nine different type of odors on that
smooth
ship.
Smooth is thinking the exact right amount.
Thank
because
you.
Because if you do not wash yourself, you stink.
Yeah, man. It's got to be like.
But if we all stink, nobody stinks.
I guess so.
Everybody fucking stinks. Fuck you. We've been living in the Matrix so long, we're used to the scent of Irish Spring.
Hey.
And fucking.
Hey.
Fucking secret deodorant.
I'm about to go buy me some cologne today. Shit.
This is where Agent Smith loses it.
Now, Morpheus looked like somebody just beat the fuck out of him with 17 bats.
Yeah, but it's that juice that he just injected in.
Now here's Hugo Weaving at his best.
I was about to say this
with
is
this
it.
Interrogation.
Yeah.
Yep.
I realize that you're not actually mammals.
Oh shit.
Every mammal in this planet instinctively follows a natural equilibrium.
Yeah.
With the he's going too fucking fast.
Yeah.
But I just like the smoothness of it.
Yeah, because he's breaking it down. Like, I have to get out of here.
Oh,
you
shit.
Are the key.
That's my favorite fucking.
Right.
Gareth West Eastwood. That's my favorite line in the whole movie. It's this place. I must get free. I have to get free. It's this place. It's the smell. That's my favorite fucking scene, man.
He's like, it's the smell. It's the smell.
It's coming up. He said, you're a virus.
Right.
He said, you're a virus. Human beings are a disease.
I feel infected.
A cancer on this planet. You are a plague. Holy shit. Okay, Smith, we get it.
Right.
I am the cure.
You know what I'm thinking about now? This bit where Neo and Trinity are in this the construct where they're basically asking for the guns.
I need guns.
Trinity steps out of the way so that I'll clean her out. I would love a version where she doesn't hits. Move and she just gets slapped in the side of the face with this row of guns.
You know, that part was in the trailer, though. I need guns. Yeah. Slice of guns.
Oh, really? Was it?
Yeah, it was. I remember that shit. I was like, I gotta see this movie.
That was hard.
Yeah.
That was hard. Yeah. And here we go. He's still interrogating.
I like that the little skinny agent, man.
Why?
Yeah, I just do.
Why you like him?
Because he plays his fucking role cold and calculated, man.
They all do.
Hey, tip up, motherfucker.
What?
My cat is
I'm
like.
Here, what are you talking about?
No, my cat is like trying to hang out around me.
Cats. Oh, that cat is so cute.
Big fat bastard. So now there he's looking like Will Smith. She's got his ass whooped, and Tank is like trying to like console him. But Morpheus is on the edge of, like, just losing it and just, like, giving up the codes to Zion, right?
Can you hear me, Morpheus? I'm going to be completely honest with you.
All right, Tiffelbot, take the next one.
I...
Next line?
Yeah.
Hate this.
I... hate this place. I can't do it.
This zoo. This prison.
I'm not a man.
Whatever you want. I can't stand it any longer. It's the smell.
It's the smell.
What he says.
I feel the smell.
You know what? Maybe I am actually the bad guy in this because stinky things are terrible.
Gareth, take it, man.
I can taste your stink.
Gareth, get it, man. I've been infected by it.
Hang on a minute.
It's repulsive.
Oh, shit. Oh, I didn't actually hear that line. My volume was too low.
I'm out of here.
I must get free. And your mind is... And that's when Morpheus is like...
Morpheus is looking like he's just jizzing. He's like... I have to get out to Zion. I'm going to get out of here.
I need the key. I need the codes.
So we realize at this point that, okay, one of the agents is a fucking psycho.
He's pretty much on his own thing. Like I'm done with this tour of duty.
Sadly, there's the report. Right. I believe this scene here with Neo coming through the
security
camera.
Yeah.
Is kind of the inspiration for Columbine, to be honest with you. Because those fuckers, really? Yeah. I believe so. They did the black trench coats. Yeah. They came That's in with true. The guns and shit. Yeah. And it was after this bullshit.
But when was Columbine?
It was after this.
It wasn't too far from after this movie. Because they called itself the Trench Coat.
The black trench coat mafia.
Yeah. Fuckers.
Wirework.
Yeah.
Take a sip.
Yes, indeed. But this is a hard ass scene. They all just come out and just
come in our garbage bag. Where?
And then they're surrounded.
This is classic. This.
They are surrounded by military, and they have automatic guns.
Oh yeah, they come out like cops, like a fucking fool.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Have they or have they not made a porno parody of The Matrix?
I hope the guy they
have.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they have.
I'm going to Google it. It's got to be called like The Matrix X, right?
Yeah. or Dominatrix.
Yeah. Dominatrix.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be Dominatrix.
I'm going to type this in. Matrix porn parody.
You got to see...
Make sure you delete your browser history afterwards. You know, just
no. I want when I die and my family comes to like collect my belongings, I want them to look through my internet history and be like, "What the fuck? Why?"
I think we can safely say that in this movie, like, there's plugs being inserted into holes, so that can be incorporated. The Neo character has to, like, I don't know, force his penis into a woman, and that she enters the Matrix. Maybe something like that, you know?
Yeah,
Jesus.
Wow, that's...
You guys.
That was good.
Yeah, we're on another level.
Director.
You know something, though? This scene here. So there's Neo flipping and grabbing a gun.
Wire work.
And no, shit. That is goddamn
wire work. Is that
wire work
or is that like just doing a cartwheel? That man doing a one-hand cartwheel like Cisco. And thong.
She was living the big old logo. She had drunks in the trunk. Drunk. Drags in the bunk. Bunk. Drunk in the
No, it's like what?
Let me see that thong.
Oh, man.
The thing about watching this scene is that someone like me who didn't watch Matrix until later,
uh-huh.
It's not as good as someone who saw it the first time because so many people like took
stole
the scene
their
and, like,
shit,
made
right.
fun of it.
Yeah.
Or
what's
like,
one of your favorite movies?
Emulated
Steph?
It in some way, like in a you know what I mean, like so because it's such an original idea that it becomes unoriginal in retrospect because if you haven't seen it right at the time.
Tiff, one of your favorite movies with Batman. What was that we watched? We did one of our first things on a fan services on it.
Which one?
The Batman dude. Christopher Nolan Batman.
Okay.
Was a guy.
Oh, Christian Bale. Equilibrium.
Equilibrium.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was a total ripoff for this. Was a total ripoff.
Yeah.
Columbine happened in 1999.
This
Columbine happened in 1999. And this happened in 1998.
Yep.
And they, you know, did that bullshit, you
yep.
know?
Yep. And then this is where the scene where they, like you said, they come to get Morpheus, and he got the dope fiend look like, oh, I'm about to get to my next high. Oh,
now this is cool. Yeah, I like this point because it goes back to the little boy. There is no spoon.
Yeah.
Right. And they're on an elevator shaft. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they should be able to save Morpheus.
This is so cool because he got the girl. This is like the Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia scene right
and,
here.
And Trinity is looking hot as hell.
Man, she's looking good, boy. Hips.
There's an explosion in the lobby. The
slow motion explosion
look at that flames.
With the elevator door bouncing around.
Yeah. Pretty good. It even looks good
it's
now.
It's weird to watch these movies now because, like, it doesn't, like, you look at it now, you're like, that looks like shit.
Find them.
Find them and destroy them.
At the time, it looked good.
Find them.
I love the look on Hugo Weaving's face now when the sprinklers start going. It's so good. Quite comical, actually.
Right.
They have to have beaten the shit out of all the guards on the roof.
On the rooftop. Yeah, and the helicopter pilot, uh-oh, he turns into Agent somebody, whichever agent this is. Classic scene. Here we come. Here it goes. The famous Limbo bullets.
Yeah, this shit was in the trailer.
Oh, Limbo song?
About to limbo the bullets. Uh oh. He's shooting at the agent, but we get the music warmed up. DJ, hit me now, right now, baby. Here it goes.
Oh. So Neo's doing that.
Oh.
That famous scene that everybody knows.
Oh.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's really, really hard to watch these movies after the fact because you get so used to it that you can't even appreciate it for how innovative it was at the time.
What's
it? Because you're so used to seeing.
You are a professional podcaster, so you have to know this was 1998. This started all
that's
of the shit.
What I'm saying.
Bam. So she shoots the agent in the head.
Man, that was a great scene right there. I've seen the actual drawings for this when they was doing the movie. It looks just like that.
So she picks him up and she says, man, you were moving just like those fuckers. Well, you know, how did you do that? And he's like, I don't know. You know,
I don't know.
You know,
and famous.
He should have just all his lines should have been whoa.
Whoa.
No matter what.
Whoa. I don't know. Yeah, I said surfer, straight surfer.
So she says, like, can you drive a helicopter? She said, hold on for a second. She grabs the phone. This is actually a really good scene.
It is.
Because it shows how quickly they can, like,
yeah,
assimilate information and move on.
Right.
So she gets it. Her eyes blinks. And she's looking
high. Yeah, when you watch this, doesn't it give you anxiety about typos and shit? Because you're like, what if I put, like, an H in there instead of a B?
Them pants don't look good. All right, now here we go. Here we go.
And I want to learn how to fly a hobo.
Here we go.
Not a Huey.
This is a hole for me because he has this Gatling gun just shooting everywhere.
So I can only imagine shooting one of these.
How many arms do you have?
All I'm saying is that when shit
12 arms.
Right,
shit like this, it's not the same, man.
I know it's not the same. That's what I'm saying. He's precise with this shit.
But look, he's so precise. He's the fucking one, Dwayne.
I got it. I understand that.
He's the goddamn
Montego,
one.
Montego, calm down. Right.
But this is good. This is good. You see all the shells. And you see. Now, this is where I had a problem with Morpheus. Just all of a sudden, just come on, Morpheus.
So, guys, trying to keep up our followers. They, like, shoot up the room where Morpheus is at. And they kill all the agents. But outside the room, there's guards. Yeah, and so the agents take their bodies, right?
Right, right. Right, of course.
And so what's happening now, Gareth Eastwood?
All right, so here's a question. How hard would it actually be to break a set of handcuffs, like, using your own strength? Because he must be super, super hench. And I like to think as well that the sprinklers just gave him, like, a little bit of a... You know, sometimes you need a splash in the face when you're a bit tired. Yeah. In this circumstance, he's been given, like, some really intense psychotropic drugs. So, you know, just a quick cold shower, and he's back to tip-top shape again.
Just so
this is awesome.
Just so you guys know, those handcuffs had, like, four links in them. Okay, most handcuffs only have, like, two. So they're not. They're really, really, really close together.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you don't have the momentum.
You don't have
the momentum to try to break them and shit. So this is a cool scene, though.
So go ahead, Garrett. So the helicopter is, like, fucking trying to go get away. So what's going on now?
Yeah, so well, this is where we this is an awesome freaking scene coming up actually, because the helicopter crashes into the side of the building, and the CG of the windows kind of like rippling with awesome, like this instant awesome shock wave before it blows up is amazing. But you know this bit in a minute now where they suddenly realize that Neo is the one, when he basically like he pulls Trinity up, doesn't he, with like the rope? Is it yes, because of just like immense strength? Is that why they sort of realize that, or is it because he's sort of sacrificing himself? I never quite got this bit.
Well, he's 123
because he realizes how to manipulate the Matrix. Because
right, he's 123 pound nerd. Well, he don't have no strength.
Well, the thing is, it's like they synchronize minds. Like they don't even like he knows. Like, hey, Trinity, you need to grab this, and I got your lifeline right here.
I think it's because of your bro.
Yeah, I got your lifeline right here. You know, it's kind of like without unspoken words, like you know what you need to do. So yeah, nobody else would have known what both of them were thinking unless you were the one. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, like, I get the thing it. Is, yeah. Right. So like, I think that the fact that this has caused so much debate about whether what and why is actually really a great indicator of this movie.
Right.
But like, as a fact, I think it's the fact that he
look at that scene. Holy shit!
He's not right. Like, he's not maybe that strong. You're right, but that he knows he has the ability to kind of, even without realizing it, he has the ability to manipulate the Matrix.
Right. Yeah.
Holy fucking balls! Sure. So the building like ripples
and Tank like, I knew it, man. Tank, I knew this dude Tank was the one, man.
Tank like, motherfuckers, listen to me.
I knew it was the dude right here, man. This dude, you know, he can
Tank,
play.
Tank. Took his chips and he put all the money on black. And he was like, he knew the
seven.
He like, this will be my spades partner for life right here. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. All day.
So here's Morpheus walking into him, the Oracle. She told me. She told you exactly what you need to hear. Mm-hmm. Somebody give it with me.
I don't know.
Neo, sooner or later, you're going to realize that
between knowing the path and walking the path. What? Come on, you too long. Operator.
I don't know the words.
He's like, it's good to hear your voice.
He said, God damn, it's good to hear your voice, sir. You know? So the agents come upstairs and they like ready to
mad as shit.
You're like,
salty. Agent Smith is salty. It's your fault, Agent Smith. You should have been plugged in.
Is this what he says? Find them and destroy them.
Yeah, find them and destroy them. He's talking like
he said, damn it. The trace was complete. Jesus. We have their position. The Sentinels are standing by.
Yeah, send them. Fuck yeah, everything else.
This is a great bit now, because this is the first time you actually see someone leaving the Matrix, and they sort of turn. Well, it's Morpheus, isn't it? He turns into Matrix code and then sort of just fizzles away. I like that.
Oh, sure, Gareth. God damn it.
Right. And you know what? And they
this is.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, go on.
Well,
go on.
I was gonna say, yeah, and you seen where they overrided Agent Smith? Like, you know what? You fucked up, man. You wore the head in charge, but guess what?
Gareth, God damn it, you're right. That's the first time you saw that. So, from the point of view of the participants, he disappears, and suddenly, I don't like this scene.
Why
not? I don't like the fact that the bum, you know, is connected.
Everybody's like they said, like you said in the beginning. Everybody's connected. So
dude,
anything,
that's some hellified code, though, bro.
But see, if anything is abnormal, that's the whole thing. It reaches different levels. Like if a level is spiked from seeing something abnormal, they notice. You know what I'm saying? They notice that level. Like, oh yeah, this somebody is coming in.
Everything
the
but
Matrix.
This.
You know
now,
what I'm saying?
Now this scene gets me, because now Trinity is trying to like in the subway tell Neo that. God damn it. She said that
you
I
about
would
to get
fall
these,
in love with the one.
You about to get these flaps.
My fault. God damn you.
My fault. I'm sorry. But yeah, she's telling him, hey, when we get out of here, you're going to get these musty cheeks.
Now there go your boy. He pops up out of nowhere.
Musty cheeks.
Now there's Smith.
She hasn't had a bath in a year.
Smith shoots the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's Neo sitting there looking at him. He's like, fuck him.
Man, he's like, no. He's like, you know what?
What does he say? He says, Gareth, what does he say? Mr. Anderson. He said, who?
Mr. Anderson.
And he turns around.
What
and
is
he was
doing?
Like, he's beginning to believe.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm not running from this. This is great.
So that's the old Western thing.
The old Western, baby. With the
paper blowing.
Yeah, with the tumbleweed.
They're in the goddamn boom.
Oh, that's great.
It worked.
Boom. Wirework, goddammit.
Wirework. Oh, this is the hardest scene ever. They just shooting at each other in slow motion, missing. You know what I mean? Oh, this is great.
Ah, lay at the ground. Click, 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 click. You're empty. God damn it, somebody get with me.
So are you.
There you go. They pop a wirework, goddammit.
Wirework again. They flip up. Uh-oh.
Here comes Smith. He throw the gun away.
Throw the gun away. Yeah, hand to hand, baby.
Smith don't give a fuck.
Man
right?
to man.
He grabs his shirt.
Mano to mano.
He's doing a little crack.
Do the crack neck. Uh-oh.
Here go the fight. Here go the fight. Puka, 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 puka,
he get. Oh, he's showing how strong he is compared to.
He's punching through concrete, bro.
Ooh, but Neo just busts up them glasses.
He fucked his glasses
up. He's salty about that.
I'm mad as fuck now.
He's salty about that. Them the glasses you wanted, right?
I'm going to enjoy watching you die.
Oh, shit, son. He got the bang.
Mr. Anderson. Boom, ba bow, pow.
Oh, we kicked him into the
wall. That was a pretty fucking good wirework right there.
Wirework.
Another one.
Oh, my God. There's so many drinks.
Come on, Tim. You can keep up. Come on.
Come on. Come on, goddammit.
Gareth, what are you sipping on over there?
It better not be G, motherfucker, you.
Yeah, see, this is the part where I actually drop the bomb that I don't actually drink anymore, so I'm actually stone cold sober over here.
You don't drink anymore? Holy shit!
Fine. Well, let me drink for you. I'm about to take a sip for you,
Gareth. Jim. I am drunk enough for both of us.
I was about to say that.
And Tim, well, I'm drunk enough for you. God damn it.
I'm about to take another sip.
Gareth, you too young to stop drinking.
Well, you might have to continue with it. Because we might need you, Gareth. It's good that he's not drunk, because I'm over here.
How the fuck is the old dudes over here drinking like dogs?
Man, because it's a Saturday, and all the kids are gone.
One more day to play.
I'm away from the fam, so I'm enjoying myself right now.
Okay, so here go Neo, like, with the, come on, motherfucker, your ass is mine. He did the Bruce Lee.
Ooh, and they go, it's going down. He's giving them some nice chops to the neck.
That's the second time they used the Bruce Lee, come on.
Yes, they did.
Why work?
One of those. You get one, motherfuckers.
They got two, Tip. They got fucking two.
They got one.
Agent Smith is tired of this.
That's why I work, goddammit. Come on.
Agent Smith is tired of this shit, so here we go. Rapid fire.
Here comes rapid fire.
I'm just saying that if there was a porn parody, but there's gotta be so much kissing. Because when you watch this movie on mute, there's so much opportunities where you're like, man, they're gonna kiss, right?
Oh, wow. I didn't think of it that way. Agent Smith is doing his thing.
This is one of my favorite lines in here. He's like, "You hear that, Mr. Anderson?
Yeah,
that's the sound of inevitability."
Yeah,
that's like going to
I'll give that one a go. It's the sound of your inevitability.
Yes! Oh, so good.
I think it's an evil British accent.
It's Neo.
Exactly. Right.
Hey guys, it's like whatever. Can't read. I am one.
Perfect. That was the best.
Bam! So he throws his wirework, motherfucker.
Wirework. Threw him up in the ceiling. Like yeah, like you said. Yeah,
here he goes again. Boom! Ooh, wirework.
Backflip. The backflip was hard. That was in the trailer too. That part was in the trailer. He gets ran over by the train. But guess what? The train is going to stop because agents are everywhere.
Agents are everywhere. Neo's trying to leave.
Well, the thing is, when you watch this, it's kind of like, not really, because it is reality, because it's a movie, and they're making all those stunts, but you have to say it's not really reality, because all of this is fake. Like, their reality is not real.
Right. Exactly. Right. So Neo takes the hell off. He's running 100 miles per hour trying to get to a landline, a phone, because that's how they get the hell out of there.
Right, but guess what? Squidbillies is coming in on the Nebuchadnezzar.
Quit Squidbillies.
Rusty and Earl, you know what I'm saying, and Grandma and the sister. What's the sister's name? With the hanging.
My God.
That does the meth.
Lil.
Yeah, Lil. She coming too.
So, like, Neo steals the guy's phone. He runs off. He's like, hey, that guy just stole my phone. Instantly, he turns into a goddamn agent.
Instantly turns into an agent. Instantly. This is what I love about this.
Is everybody an agent?
Everybody basically has the potential to be agent.
Yeah, that's the thing.
No. Montego, it's convenient for the movie for anyone you interact with to be an agent. So basically everybody is an agent.
Right. I'm going to come to Iowa.
You have some words. Give you the business. Yeah, but But check it out. Yeah, the little girl.
I'm a good person.
The little girl. Yeah, the little girl just saw her mother turn into an agent. That was horrible for her.
She's never be the same.
This always gets me this bit as well, where he goes up to the door and Tank says, you're left.
Right.
No, your other left.
Right.
And this is the one, and he doesn't know his left from right.
That would be...
He can, like, fly. He can punch people in the face.
That would be me, Gareth.
To be fair, we really believe that Keanu Reeves knows his left from his right?
Yes, goddammit. I love Keanu Reeves. I love John Wick. I love Johnny Mnemonic.
Oh, you did like Johnny Mnemonic?
No, I didn't like Johnny Mnemonic.
You don't like Johnny Mnemonic? Fuck you. See, I'm coming to Ohio.
Oh, gosh. You're going to come with my ass, move.
The old lady just hit him with a knife.
Old lady threw a knife at him like he was a piece of shit. So he's running. This is an awesome scene, bro.
Oh, this scene is awesome. He jumped into the garbage.
He's like running for his fucking life here.
And you can feel it.
Because you know why?
You can feel it.
Because he doesn't know he's the one. He's just fucking running.
Right. He's expendable.
Yeah, he's like, listen, I say Morpheus 9. Let me save myself.
Right, yeah. Right. Got the main thing.
So here comes the goddamn squids, right?
The squidbillies.
They're coming like a fat rat.
Yep.
They're in the sewers. There's the piss, shit, and poop.
Oh, man.
Everywhere.
No, I think, it probably is. Yeah.
And so here they come. They about to start like trying to carve the ship up.
Of the Nebuchadnezzar.
The Nebuchadnezzar.
They have landed on the Nebuchadnezzar, and they got the ladies and they got
Why
the
do you guys know the ship name?
Because it's in the Bible.
Yeah, that's the Bible name.
Yeah.
We are Christian boys that cuss a lot. Right. That, other than cussing a lot, we are Christian boys over here.
But what is it really in the Christian Bible?
King Nebuchadnezzar.
King Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah, right.
We'll explain to you after.
No, seriously, yeah.
Goddamn right.
He put all three of them in the furnace.
I'm sorry to tell you, Jesus saved them. We are Christian boys over here. I'm sorry. You know.
I went to catechism for like 7 years. I don't remember any of this shit.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Right. They was in the furnace.
In the fiery furnace.
In the fiery furnace.
Yes, indeed.
We'll get to that later.
Dang.
Okay, now.
Let's go to our correspondent in the British Empire over there.
Right,
so what's happening, Gareth? Tell us.
the only one who's isn't losing control at the moment. Yeah. Well, basically now, Neo is getting shot the fuck up.
Holy shit!
Go ahead, Gareth.
This is fucking great. I love it.
Yeah.
So the telephone is ringing. Well, right?
Basically. Neo opens the door, Agent Smith is there, and boom, he gets shot about 10 times.
God
and everybody
damn,
thinks
that's
he's
one
dead.
Shot. That's
but
one gunshot.
This is kind of like.
That's one. He shoots him one time, right? He moves back, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Keep going, Gareth. I'm just helping you out, bro.
This is kind of like his sort of. I don't know if this is meant to be like a metaphor for like his rebirth almost. But then again, we do get this bit in a minute where Trinity gets all gushing on him and he's like saying, the Oracle said that I would fall in love with the one. You're the one, so you can't be dead. And she kisses him. So I don't know if there's a bit of smushy sort of, you know, she kisses him back to life. Yeah. Meanwhile, there's a red lightsaber in the background as well from the squiddy trying to bust in. So
it's all
very touching, but
Morpheus is fucked up with this him going down.
I didn't really like this scene.
Don't break it down, man. Come on, man.
I just didn't like how, you know, like he died and she kissed
him.
Well,
he's like check him. Yeah. He's like check him.
Yeah.
And the dude check him, he said he's gone.
He's gone.
The three agents. So they started walking away. The fucking way, right? The phone is ringing.
Mission accomplished. Goodbye.
I fucking love it, man.
They like burn the body.
Goodbye, Mr. Anderson.
It's not a body, Tiff. It's a construct.
Right. It's an avatar.
And his real body is on the Nebuchadnezzar.
It's basically an avatar.
Hey. Excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that he was not a body.
Why would they even
be fighting him in the Matrix?
Says you can't be dead.
This bit now, where he stops the bullets, this still makes the hairs stand up on the back of my neck. I absolutely adore this moment.
Because I love you.
She looks like Gollum right here.
Shut the hell up, Dwayne.
She does, man. That angle right there.
I love you. Shut the hell up, Dwayne. Don't fuck it up with Gollum.
She did.
So she kisses him, bro.
My precious.
Dog kisses.
Yeah, right.
Bring me back to life.
You know right. what though? When my wife gets me, it's like magic, bro.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
All right, yeah, shit. You can bring me
it
back.
It feels pretty good when the missus
God does, damn you know, right.
You know what I'm saying?
She said, "Now get up." The telephone rings, and she says, "Kick his ass."
TD.
So Smith is like, "Why that motherfucker get up?" And so the other, they all like blast them. And this is the coolest shit in the world, Gary.
Ooh, he stops the bullets. Yeah. He stops them with all type of bullet holes in his shirt.
How would you like to be that motherfucker?
With the Luke Cage fashion.
So they put their guns down all in sync. Trinity.
They're like, shit. This dude just stopped all our bullets.
We are fucked. That's what I think.
And he looked at one of them like, what is this? And then they all dropped in front of him. And they like, oh, shit.
Hey, Gareth, we're going to have to bring you back for The Matrix 2 Reloaded, he's man. Because like, I want to, you know, the Mary of NG. I like when he was like, you know, you remember the Mary of NG?
Oh, yeah. He was great. Yeah, that dude was great, man.
He was fucking great. He was great.
Oh, the guy who creates the cake that gives the girl an orgasm. Is that the one?
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, Neo is just blocking.
So this is beautiful. One arm. He's fucking like telling Smith to go to fucking hell.
This is the role Keanu Reeves was born to play. Like
wooden.
Aloof and detached.
Tivobot. Ladies and gentlemen, Tivobot.
Fuck you. That's the truth.
And no, we're like, not disagreeing.
He's not the world's greatest actor.
We're not disagreeing with you at all.
But Tiff, the shit he does good, he does really good.
Yeah, right. You got to give him his piece.
But he does good at being like
wooden.
Pretty basic.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he does a great job. And he just.
You guys, he's inside of Hugo Weaving.
Yeah, he is. Oh, and his skin is bubbling.
That's fucked up.
Oh, man. He got,
it's all in his eyes.
Oh, it's gross.
His head.
Oh, this was in the trailer, too. This part was in the trailer.
Oh, he's about to fucking explode.
Oh, he exploded. And now they just like, what the hell just happened here?
Man, that was some straight up 90s CGI right there.
What, Max Headroom?
It was pretty fucking terrible.
It was.
But for the time, it was good.
It was good, yeah.
It absolutely was.
Then Neo was like, you want some? Like,
motherfuckers like, break camp. Duh.
And here come the squibbies.
It's impossible to go back.
Here comes Early and them. Early and them just crashing the party like they usually do. You know what I mean? Oh, ignorant and shit. Come on, Neo, get to the phone. He gets to the phone just in time. You know, so they can.
Wakes up to some booty.
Very,
there's
yes,
so many
he does.
Telephones in this future. Like, there's so many basic landline telephones.
And pagers.
So they use EMP.
Yeah.
Electric.
Pulsated.
Magnetic
yeah.
pulse.
Yeah.
EMP, to defeat the squids.
The squidbillies.
And everything is in darkness, but Neo wakes up, and there's Trinity.
He wakes up to a wet kiss,
booty con time.
Oh yeah, and leather.
Oh,
it probably has a nice little odor to it.
I wish my woman would look better than her.
A natural odor.
Mm.
That's the thing. It's a natural odor.
Gross.
It's not a you know saying like a funk odor. It's just a natural odor.
You try to make it better.
Yeah, that's what, like, you know what I'm saying. That's how you smell without
okay,
deodorant on.
This is cool.
Yeah,
there's a phone call.
Uh oh. And we. Yeah. Oh, anomaly.
That's that sweet ass. What's the name of the band, Tiff? What's the name of the goddamn band?
Oh, it's Raging.
Rage Against the Fucking Machine. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome, mm-hmm. awesome song to end the film right now. Awesome now, what do you guys think of the fact that he flies now at the end?
Do you think
it's kind of weird?
You know what? I thought it was. I didn't like it.
I loved it.
No. I didn't like it until I saw the next movie. And I was like, oh, I get it.
He's evolving.
Yeah. At first, I was like, what the fuck was that? Yeah, but then when I saw the next film, I was like, oh, okay.
He's
beyond all this shit.
Yeah, right.
This shit is bullshit.
Yeah, he's finding
out. But here we go. So he gets the phone. He hangs it down in the phone booth, millennials.
Yeah, he's in the Matrix. He's comfortable in the Matrix.
And he's walking around.
He is comfortable.
And he's talking that shit, and the music is boom, boom.
That's the thing. He's comfortable in the Matrix. I can whip these fucking agents. If they want to step up, I'm going to beat the shit out of them. Nobody can stop me in here.
I'm going to send you a call.
Right.
I'm going to wake everybody up.
That's letting everybody know, yo. I run this
Come
shit
on.
In here. Yeah. He runs this shit, son. Yo, you got to put some hip-hop. Ain't no rock and roll. You can put rock and roll here, too. It's all running it, yo.
That's the Rage Against the Machine.
This is Nicolas Cage.
What the fuck? Could you imagine if Nicolas Cage was the star of The Matrix?
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Tip, why did you just bring
my
this all the way down?
Neo!
I have something to say!
want to take his face.
Oh, man. Boy, this was a bunch of fun.
Oh, man, I'm drunk as shit.
Holy shit. I don't know if anyone who listens to this is going to like it, but I had a fucking blast.
I'm feeling great.
I done had like 8 shots to 1 wirework scene.
I know. My daughter is asking me to come up and see them at the bar. Holy shit.
At the bar?
They're at like, yeah.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Damn.
Anyway, so happy. So happy to bring our homie Gareth on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Gareth should be the part of Fantasy Patrol. We ought to get Gareth his brother
really,
on there.
Gareth should really be commended for sitting through this whole picture.
Sober.
Like, level-headed, very accurately analytical of this film, very professional.
You got to get the little kids applauding, too. You know,
thank you.
Get the little kids in there. You know?
I did feel like the designated driver.
You were the goddamn designated driver.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, you know.
You were.
Everybody singing, everybody barfing out the windows, and I'm just like, oh, is this road closed? Oh, do I need to take the next junction? Like, oh.
That is fucking awesome, bro. But I'm going to tell you.
This was brilliant, guys. It's been awesome. I've seen The Matrix so many fucking times, but to watch, I've kind of sort of watched it, commented on it, and also had you guys chipping in with just all kinds of drunken tomfoolery, so it's been a delight.
Luckily, it's 2 days of this. I mean, 2 shows of this.
2 shows of this. So the people have actually went through 2 shows of The Matrix. Okay, so with that, I am the host of Fantasy Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With us is the awesome and the studious, most sensitive TippleBot. What's happening?
You guys, I did it. Thank you.
You got through it.
Yeah, you got through it.
Also, our long-lost prodigal son, what? Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spelled smooth, not Dwayne.
Awesome.
Thanks.
So glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
All right. And our brother from another mother, from another country, from another whatever, Mr. Gareth Eastwood, goddammit, my little brother. My little white brother from someplace else.
Peace out, homies. Thanks as always. Absolute pleasure. And we'll see you again real soon.
Titty sprinkles, all motherfucker.
Right. Titty sprinkles on that shit.
Titty sprinkles.
You goddamn right.
Yeah.
And until next week, we'll come back with the second half of this. No, this is the end. Because we did this at both halves.
Yeah, it is both halves.
We'll be back with our Logan review after this, man.
Man, I can't wait for that.
Review, discussion, Logan.
I wonder if they're going to do Pretty Boy.
Well, we'll find out.
We'll find out.
And until then, we will be
on Patrol.